CDPF Online Disability Equality Capacity Building Course 2021 Online Presentation Module 7 Respect for Law Focusing on Eliminating Stigma and Discrimination. Presenters: Richard Reeser, General Secretary, Sarah Kamau, Acting Chair, Tandi Mvulo, Vice Chair. Slide number 2 of 28. Introduction 1. Disabled people often remain invisible in mainstream laws and policies. A contributing factor to this invisibility is stigma and discrimination, which pushes them to corners both at home and society. Across the world, stereotypes, prejudice and stigma contribute to the discrimination and exclusion experienced by disabled people and their families in all aspects of their lives. This results in vicious perpetuation of exclusion and lack of access to fundamental developmental services, causing greater risk of exclusion and reinforcing the cycle of poverty. The media is a powerful tool used to communicate, create and raise awareness to reach a wide audience at a given time. Slide number 3 of 28. Introduction 2. Disability issues and rights can be very well communicated using the media to promote accurate images and voices of disabled people. In the past, and to some extent still today, the media has presented disabled people negatively as objects of pity, evil, or a burden, yet we can and should be portrayed as equal with different needs. Such effective portrayal across a wide range of media, press, radio, television, film, and in online platforms plays an important part in breaking down stigma and prejudicial attitudes. Where disabled people and the representative disabled people's organisations are able to engage in an ongoing basis with government, progress can and has been made in enacting disability discrimination legislation. And a continuing problem remains enforcement and implementation of legislation. Where progress on legislation and its implementation is not occurring, disabled people and our DPOs have had to resort to campaigning through publicity, petitioning, demonstrations, protests and a variety of other tactics to bring about change. Slide number 4 of 28. The language the CDPF uses. Disabled people. Why we still choose to call ourselves disabled people? In the Commonwealth Disabled Peoples Forum, CDPF, we call ourselves disabled people because of the development of the social model of disability. In the 19th and 20th centuries, a disabled person's medical condition was thought to be the root cause of their exclusion from society, an approach now referred to as the medical or individual model of disability. We use the social model of disability, where the barriers of environment, attitude and organisation are what disable people with impairments and lead to prejudice and discrimination. So to call ourselves persons with disabilities is to accept that we are objects and powerless. We also view ourselves as united by a common oppression, so are proud to identify as disabled people rather than people with disabilities. When we're talking about the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, we will use people or persons with disabilities. Slide number 5 of 28. Stigma. Lack of understanding and awareness regarding the causes of disabilities and their resulting characteristics is a key factor in the stigma experienced by disabled people. Misconceptions about the cause of impairment often result from cultural or religious beliefs. Impairment is often blamed on misdeeds of ancestors, misdeeds of parents, misdeeds of the disabled person, supernatural forces such as demons or spirits, witchcraft, or punishment or fate from God. As a result, disabled people may not be thought to be quite human or a source of shame, which are serious consequences for how they're treated. Misconceptions about the nature and abilities of disabled people, including that they are unable to contribute financially, that they are not able to have a normal relationship, that they will be unable to report sexual abuse, that their impairment is contagious, or that they bring bad luck, that their bodies have magical powers, or that they are witches, also contribute to the stigma, discrimination and abuses they experience. Discriminatory legislation and policies reinforce prejudice and discrimination, while the segregation of people with disabilities perpetuates negative stereotypes. Slide number 6 of 28. Stigma variation in negativity. Different types of impairments carry different levels of stigma, as does the severity of the impairment and how it was acquired. People with intellectual disabilities, severe mental health conditions, albinism, and sensory impairments are often more stigmatised than people with physical disabilities. Disabled people who can participate in their communities experience less stigma than those with more severe impairments. Females who are disabled are doubly disadvantaged due to the stigma associated with gender as well as impairment. Socioeconomic status can affect attitudes towards disability. Disabled people in rural areas may experience more harmful practices than in urban areas. Slide number 7 of 28. Misconceptions about the causes of disability, cultural and religious beliefs. Traditional animism included beliefs that impairments are punishments for bad deeds or the result of witchcraft exercised by other people. Christian fatalism beliefs around beliefs revolved around notions that disability results as an act of God's will. Actions of parents, mainly mothers. Research indicates that beliefs about the causes of disability in Cameroon, Uganda and Zambia include that it is due to the sin or the promiscuity of the mother. Ancestors. Research in Cameroon, Uganda and Zambia indicates that beliefs about the causes of disability include that it is an ancestral curse. Supernatural. Demon spirits. Research indicates that beliefs about the causes of disability in Cameroon, Uganda and Zambia include that it is due to demonic possession and that disabled people are not really human. Witchcraft. Many Kenyans believe that an impairment results from witchcraft spells placed either upon the family or the disabled person. God, punishment or fate. In Nigeria, false beliefs about the cause of disability include that it is a curse from God. Misconceptions about the nature of disability or impairment. Disabled people are unable to contribute. In West Africa, for example, disabled children were not believed to be capable of living independent lives and were expected to require constant help from non-disabled people. Disabled people cannot have normal relationships or are sexually inactive. A study in Bangladesh, India, and India found that families arranged marriages for their daughters with disabilities with whoever accepted them because of the low expectations they had for them. Disabled people are contagious or bring bad luck. Communities may shun disabled people and their families because they believe they will spread their ill fortune. Disabled people are unable to contribute. Stigma occurs because of the expectation that disabled people, they are a burden. In West Africa, for example, disabled children are not only seen as a financial and resource liability internally, but also by the larger community, resulting in the shaming of the family of a disabled member. Misconception. Disabled people will not be able to report sexual abuse. A misconception, disabled people are witches. Disabled people, especially children with autism and people with mental illnesses, are particular targets of witchcraft accusations due to their low social status, but also because of others' interest in acquiring their property, money or land. Slide number 9 of 28 is a film, Ghana Abuse People with Mental Health Issues, Human Rights Watch. Slide number 10 of 28, challenging stigma. Work with family and parent community-based rehabilitation, e.g. India and Bangladesh. Contact with empowered disabled people with DPO intervention, e.g. Nigeria. Witnessing inclusive activities. Progressive government policy had helped to gradually change attitudes towards disability, Kenya and Uganda. Laws and policy have an important role to play in helping to avoid or remedy harmful cultural beliefs or practices and prevent discrimination against people with disabilities. Tanzania and Malawi, albinism. Work with village elders and leaders. Village gatherings. They use drama songs and speeches from invited dignitaries tailored to their particular culture with the aim of nurturing a pride in disability in families and in local communities. That's Zanzibar intellectual disability. And schools, inclusive and accessible human rights education in schools, which addresses specific harmful beliefs about disability in that culture. Slide number 11 of 28, role of the media. The media can deeply influence public opinion and establish societal norms. Disabled people are covered in the press, media, film and TV entertainment. It is important to challenge stereotypes when they occur in the media. Stereotypes are negative and untrue perceptions generally associated with disabled people. These negative and untrue perceptions often precondition how people treat, associate and respond to us. Such deep-rooted beliefs, ignorance, fear, negative and untrue perceptions influence the lower expectations of disabled people and their families about their abilities, limiting their skills, independence and achievements. Limitations are imposed on disabled people are violations of their basic human rights. However, these rights are often violated due to lack of information. There are many cultural and literary manifestations of stereotypes which are being reinforced in myths, legend or literature. Even modern films, comics and television programmes draw upon and reinforce these negative stereotypes. It is disheartening to think that these stereotypes, beliefs, mentality, attitudes and perception continue to be perpetuated. The next slide is a film. And it says, long history in movies to escape penalty. 1920, Lon Chaney as the villainous boss. And then the next slide, number 13, that's also a film. It says James Bond and Disability. Slide number 14 of 28, it says, do old stereotypes persist? Laughable. And here we've got examples of 8 films or television programmes. They're all Western, apart from Nollywood. I'm not sure Nollywood are based. But there's a series of films called Hear No Evil, See No Evil and Dumb and Dumber. Basically examples of disabled people being laughed at. Then the next slide, number 15, is old stereotypes persist evil. And then all the people are evil. So it might be somebody of short stature or with learning disabilities or with facial disfigurement. And they're all portrayed as evil. Next slide, number 16. Disabled characters played by non-disabled actors. There has been an increase, but is this just a plot device? And then there's some examples, mainly British and American, although one of them is Norway. This is all television and films. There's a film called Margarita with a Straw. That's from somebody... she's a non-disabled actor playing a disabled person. Homeland, Carrie is bipolar. In a programme called The Bridge, Sonia Cross plays somebody with Asperger's. Somebody else plays somebody with OCD. Plays somebody with autism. The next slide, number 17 of 28, it says disabled actors playing disabled characters. So we have somebody of short stature. We have somebody with learning difficulties. We have somebody with cerebral palsy, uses crutches. We have a blind character. We have 2 wheelchair users, a 3rd wheelchair user. They're all in various soap operas in the UK. And a film, the Spanish film, with a chap with Down syndrome. And so all those people are disabled. Slide number 18 of 28. Talks about the film Margarita with a Straw. Slide number 19 of 28 talks about Yo También, or Me Too, it's a Spanish film. Slide number 20 of 28, The Way Forward, 1995. Number 1, shun one-dimensional characterizations. Portray disabled people as having complex personalities. Avoid depicting us as always receiving. Number 3, avoid presenting physical and mental characteristics as determining personality. Number 4, refrain from depicting us as objects of curiosity. Make us ordinary. Number 5, our impairments should not be ridiculed or made the butt of jokes. Number 6, avoid sensationalising us, especially as victims or perpetrators of violence. Number 7, refrain from endowing us with superhuman attributes. I appreciate that the last one I'd said Way Forward 1995, but I think it was should just be The Way Forward 1. And this slide, number 21, The Way Forward 2. Number 8, avoid making our attitude the problem. Show the barriers we face that keep us from living full lives. Number 9, avoid showing disabled people as non-sexual. show us in loving relationships and expressing the same range of sexual needs and desires as non-disabled people. Number 10, show us as an ordinary part of life in all forms of representation. Number 11, most importantly, show us, portray us, cast us as, train us, and write us into your scripts, programmes and publications. Number 22 of 28, media solutions. DPOs provide training on stereotypes and imagery. Set up a media watch to monitor a portrayal. DPOs have to organise with media companies, media professionals, presenters, actors, directors, editors, script editors, producers, advertisers and government departments to not only challenge negative portrayals and explain why these are both offensive and disempowering to disabled people and their families, but also challenge the absence of disabled people from being there in front of and behind the camera or microphone. Work with journalists to report stories, to not sensationalise stories on disability. Slide number 23 of 28, challenging discrimination. Discrimination will only end with the existence of a strong anti-discrimination policy based on the social model of disability and a well-funded disabled people's movement to enforce it. In many countries we have the legislation, but governments seem to lack the political will to enforce implementation. In other countries, the legislation is outmoded or not in line with the UNCRPD. In both cases, we need a renewed and reinvigorated disabled people's movement to do this. We need a strong monitoring mechanisms, a means of legal redress easily and freely accessible, awareness raising led by disabled people, disability equality training for all in authority on what the UNCRPD really means. Slide number 24 of 28 talks about, it says, George Daniel led a 116-day protest. Trinidad and Tobago, 2003, Port of Spain, Trinidad. A 116-day protest in front of a government facility ended last Friday with activists declaring victory. The protest started soon after the state-owned National Flour Mills refused to hire Devon Garraway and Anthony Diaz in the first week of May. It ended when Prime Minister Patrick Manning promised employment at the facility for the two men, who are members of Trinidad and Tobago's branch of Disabled Persons International, along with other significant concessions. During the 15-week demonstration, protesters gathered under a tent outside National Flour Mills, educating reporters, government officials and the public about their issues. According to George Daniel, president of the local DPI chapter, Mr. Manning agreed to several conditions in addition to hiring Garraway and Diaz. Daniel said that Manning promised a Disabilities Act, similar to the 1990 Americans with Disabilities Act, which would be put in place to protect the rights of people with disabilities. A good start is Manning's commitment that all schools, including old buildings, would be made accessible to persons with disabilities. And it said led to legislation eventually. Slide number 25 of 28 is a film. In 1995, Direct Action Network forced Parliament in the UK to adopt the Disability Discrimination Act. Slide number 26 of 28. South Africa, with the birth of the Rainbow Nation and strong constitutional commitments in the post-apartheid era to equality and inclusion for all, much legislation was passed. The positive policy environment in South Africa presents unique opportunities for disabled people to address issues such as poverty, high levels of unemployment, education of disabled children and young people, access to social security and assistive devices, access to housing, public health services and transport. The current legislation in the form of the Employment Equity Act, Social Assistance Act, Skills Development Act and Skills Development Levy Act and others has helped create a new sense of the awareness of the needs of disabled people. However, with the exception of a few policies, such as the Social Assistance Act, the implementation of these policies has had marginal impact on the lives of the majority of disabled people in South Africa. Problems of implementation continue and were not helped by moving responsibility for disability from the President's Office to the Department of Social Security in 2014. This is again the point with inclusive education, where currently 600,000 disabled children are out of school despite laws such as the 1996 Education Act, which guaranteed education for all disabled children. Slide number 27 is a film. disabled South Africans still fighting for their rights. And slide number 28, the last one, concluding thoughts. All in decision-making positions in private and public organisations need to develop disability equality training delivered by disabled equality trainers, and then develop plans to remove barriers in their organisations and promote equality and promote disability equality. However, as we have seen, the most effective way of bringing about change and to challenge stigma and discrimination against disabled people is a self-organisation and self-advocacy by disabled people and their organisations, disabled people's organisations, DPOs. Passing anti-discrimination laws in line with the UNCRPD is only the first stage on the road to disability equality. These need codes and directives for their implementation across all areas of society. Awareness needs to be raised, and disabled people and their families need to know their rights and how to enforce them. It should not be left to disabled people to do this. If laws are passed, then the government, civil service and human rights institutes need to monitor what is going on, and there needs to be sufficient funding to do this. There must be a legal right to challenge disability discrimination, and judgments must be thoroughly enforced by the state and judiciary. Only in this way can we hope to achieve the sustainable development goals with nobody left behind.